May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's a bit of a strange reading. In case you missed it, that was a reading about Jesus being brought to the temple with Joseph and Mary. It's weird, isn't it weird to have a gospel story we get all the way through and they weren't really named actually at all in the whole story? Anyway, that's who that story was about, just in case you were curious. Yes, read. Mary is named. Well, that's a relief at least. Okay, thank you. Not until the end of the paragraph. And it's funny, at the end, I was thinking, oh, maybe in the last verse they'll say, and Jesus grew in wisdom and knowledge. But no, it's still just the baby, so he's not named in the whole thing. Anyway, weird. Weird Bible reading sometimes. Today we celebrate the feast of Jesus' presentation in the temple, which is why we're in white. But doesn't it seem a bit strange? Because if you're following the plot line of the past several Sundays, we've been hearing stories about Jesus as an adult, being baptized, and gathering his first disciples. We've had 2 weeks of Jesus calling the first disciples, and now we're like, it's like a blast from the past, all the way back to Jesus as a baby. But the reason for this is because here we are, today is 40 days after Christmas. So the Feast of the Presentation is always on February the 2nd, just like Christmas is always on December 25th. And it is always 40 days later. This year it falls on the Sunday, so we celebrate it. And 40 days after a son was born, it was a bit later for a daughter, 40 days after a son was born, the parents were to take the child to Jerusalem, to the temple, for the mother to be purified. And as Torah instructs, to make a sacrifice to God for the purification of the mother after childbirth. And for a firstborn son, there was this special rite of dedication. And this is what we heard about today. So here we are, 40 days after Christmas, after he was born. From the time that Mary and Joseph had known that she was pregnant, they would have known that they were going to make this journey to Jerusalem, because every parent did. This was a routine matter of affairs. You have your first child, you go to Jerusalem, firstborn son, go to Jerusalem and have the dedication. It was an ordinary part of Jewish parenting. For Simeon and Anna, this was a sight that they'd seen thousands of times before. Let's imagine for a moment what they'd have seen. Hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of people, making their way up the steps to the temple. Everyone would have been wearing the same homespun, rough wool clothing. They didn't, the ordinary masses of people, they didn't have dyes because the dyes themselves were so very expensive. So everyone was just colored in the same sort of earthy tones. These rough wool tunics, everybody kind of wearing natural fibers and dirt colors because they probably were dirty from the road. This largely dun-colored mass of humanity in which one person was, you know, largely indistinguishable from the next. And this couple and their baby and that couple and their baby and that couple and their baby and the one over there, I mean, what was there to distinguish this couple with their baby from any other couple and their baby from anyone else who was at the temple that day? That's what everyone saw at the temple that day. Or at least that's what everyone else saw. But for Simeon and Anna, their eyes saw something else as well. They saw past the ordinariness of this young, poor couple, past their indistinguishable clothes, past their travel-stained and weary faces. And they saw, right there, on that ordinary day, right in front of them, the Messiah that they'd been waiting their whole lives to see, shining out from this blanket that almost totally obscured him. There's a technique for reading scripture, which is to imagine yourself into the scene as a character in this scene. And if we were doing this, we might say, who am I more like? Am I like Mary or Joseph or Anna or Simeon? Am I like Jesus? Just a little bit. Who would you be? But friends, if we're honest, in this story, wouldn't we almost all of us be everybody else who was at the temple that day? All those other people that saw the exact same thing that Simeon and Anna saw, but all their eyes saw was yet another poor, dirty family bringing their baby to the temple. All those unseeing others at the temple that day, imagine how much God they missed out on that day. Imagine how much God we miss seeing every day, every ordinary day, because our eyes are not looking for God shining in the midst of our ordinary lives. It was a perfectly ordinary day the last time God's light broke into my life, sort of like a shaft of sunlight breaking through the clouds. It was a perfectly ordinary day. Michael and I, we were sitting on the couch at home, and he was telling me about a book that he was reading. And as he talked, this funny thing happened. I could feel something shifting in my brain. Things that just never really seemed all that possible just all of a sudden sort of seemed like options I just hadn't really considered before. Like almost like that solid brick wall over there was sort of actually had a door there. And the door was kind of cracked open and bumping gently in the breeze like that one right there. Sort of, oh, I thought that was a brick wall. It turns out there's a door. And a few perfectly ordinary days later, on a perfectly ordinary day itself, don't you know, it happened again. And then it happened again. Only the draft was sort of becoming a breeze, as you'll know if you sit at the back of the church. It was sort of becoming a breeze, and the door was kind of starting to swing invitingly. And then came the perfectly ordinary day when I just couldn't help it, I got curious. What was behind that door? Why was it a brick wall? Now it was a door. What happened if I stepped through that door? What was on the other side? In a land of possibility that previously looked like a brick wall of impossibilities. And then, the perfectly ordinary day, when I stepped through the door, and God's grace, once again, transformed my life. The temple saw 1,000 people come through the doors, come through the gates on that ordinary day. But Simeon and Anna saw the Messiah, born in not in pomp and circumstance and with fanfare, but by an ordinary-looking poor couple. Simeon and Anna saw not a sea of humanity and yet another day of business as usual. They saw God throwing open a door in their midst. Their eyes saw the salvation which God has prepared before the face of all people, be a light that lightens to Gentiles, the glory of God's people Israel. And it was all unfolding amidst this dun-colored, seething mass of humanity on an ordinary day at the temple. That's what they saw. And on an ordinary, dun-colored day in your life, what do you see? When someone reaches out unexpectedly to make a connection, when you see a flyer about a support group and it just sort of seems to stick in your mind, when this one verse of a hymn just somehow keeps humming on your lips, and you see someone on the bus or at the care home, and your heart is strangely warmed, what do you see? Can you see God's light breaking in? Can you see the shape of a door forming in previously what was a brick wall? Can you see the salvation which God has prepared before all people taking shape right in our midst? Simeon and Anna saw, and they were transformed. May our eyes learn to see also, and may our hearts learn to rejoice and say yes. Amen.